This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Politicians across the Midwest are pressing the president to declare a state of emergency on the Mississippi River in order to keep barge traffic flowing. Every year, roughly $180 billion worth of freight makes its way up and down the river, and an epic shortage of water in the Mississippi has put major pressure on everything from food items to electricity. From St. Louis Public Radio, Adam Allington reports.
Fresh on the heels of the worst drought in a half century, river levels are forecast to drop even farther in the coming weeks. Down on the Mississippi River, I met up with one of the men tasked with keeping traffic flowing over less and less water.
My name is Lieutenant Colin Fogarty, and we are on the deck of Coast Guard Cutter Cheyenne, home ported here in St. Louis, Missouri.
Fogarty says the Coast Guard has deployed a fleet of additional ships to St. Louis to help set navigation markers for barges like the ones chugging by us.
We are looking at a hopper barge right there that's probably pushing a grain, and we are looking at two Petro barges right there.
Despite the best efforts of the Coast Guard, it's actually the Army Corps of Engineers that has the most direct control over shipping. Every year at this time, the Corps cuts the flow out of reservoirs upstream on the Missouri River to hold water back for the spring shipping season. But people downstream say they need that water right now. Craig Phillip is the CEO of Ingram Barge Company, based in Tennessee.
We estimate that $7 billion in cargo will stop moving on the Mississippi River if a 9-foot channel cannot be maintained through the winter months.
Reducing the flow on the Missouri River is expected to drop river levels in St. Louis by an extra 3 to 4 feet. A group of Midwest politicians is asking President Obama to declare an economic emergency and direct the Army Corps to reopen the dams. But upstream states say not so fast. South Dakota, for example, has called dibs on millions of gallons of water for use in the state's oil fracking boom. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says asking the president to settle what amounts to a water war between states is a dicey prospect.
Clearly, we're maybe in a zero-sum situation. We may be able to help our commerce downstream, but if we do it at the expense of those communities and states upstream, you can understand. They're not going to stand by for this. I'm not sure I would either.
For the time being, barge operators might be able to limp along with reduced load sizes and smaller shipping lanes. Major General John Peabody's with the Army Corps of Engineers.
We need rain. That's the bottom line. Or we're going to have to take other measures.
Those other measures could include costlier options, such as moving freight by rail or truck. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.